Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, welcome to the recording session of Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. I am running a little late, so please be patient with me. Give me a few more minutes. I got this almost lined up for you guys on my computer. You're gonna love this thing. This is gonna bury all these people that think that the United States, that is subject to income tax is all the 50 states, because it's not, okay? So you're gonna love all this stuff that we got on here. We got 264, let's go 500. Was that, that's right off the top. Okay, that's easy enough, so I'm gonna highlight that. See, what I do, folks, is I highlight the relevant language of what I have to go over beforehand. Talk about 42, 264. So when I go do it, it's all really, really easy for you guys to see, because it goes like that.
D.
That's D, the last part of D, right? Mm-hmm. D for purposes of, let's see, what part of D, more specifically? What is that? For purposes, let me see. D, I don't see it. Maybe it's... I found it. There we go. Oh, yes. Nice. Man, the law, they deliberately make it complex. But you know what? If you look for it, it's there. You just got to know where to look it. 19 USC. Okay. Oh, that's a short one. Okay, let me see if I have that. 19 USC 81A. We're going to go over that in C. Okay. See that? Yeah. We got different definitions for the word state, United States, all the things that they tell you that. Do that make a difference? How about 2601 we got here? Okay, 2601, huh? Some of this stuff is almost funny, folks. The way they define these things is just absolutely will surprise you. I got it. I found it. It's 10. Okay. Yeah. Like, you're going to see the word United States citizen. Do you know the county and city of Los Angeles could be, for the purpose of some laws, United States citizens? Any city or county could be a United States citizen for purposes of a certain law, as you will see in a little bit, how they use these definitions to deceive us, okay? Oh, okay, he's right there, too. I found that right there, too. That's good enough. Okay, all right. 1709 we got.
We got it.
I think we got it. We got a lot. We got to put this into, not this is the one. Let's see. Okay, I just want to, this is a little too much. This one was actually less. Okay, well, I guess I'll use it, because I'm hoping this was a little big here.
We didn't have the one you actually used, I think.
Yeah.
On the laptop.
I'm just going to use a few of these that are, because it could be bigger also, a laptop. Yeah, it's just shorter ones. I like, we don't use some of this stuff. It's just too much.
Yeah.
It's not necessary.
Increase it a little bigger.
Yeah, I think I might just do that. And I might just, See, I don't, that's the part I don't like this. We got to, income tax, non-income tax laws. It's not necessary. There's too much writing for people, to have all this. I know what happened. Here we go.
Well, with explanations.
Yeah, but I got to exclude stuff that I don't need to use now, because I really wanted. Okay, I'll just do it without it. That's that. No problem. Okay. Okay, we got. Let's go review one more time. I think I got everything in order. Goes early on also. Okay, this goes after. This would be good. After 7701 would be a good place to put that in there. Yep, there we go. actually, yeah. Okay. Oh, actually, this goes beforehand. Okay. All right, I think I'm almost ready. Are you guys ready to get started? Yeah, give me a countdown, please.
You're zeroed out, correct?
Yes, the clock should go and then, yeah, do it, I think. And the book I have right here, oh, that's right, The Federal Mafia, my favorite book. The favorite book cover. That is for sure. Okay, let's do it. Hello, my friend. You heard me say before that when it comes to income tax laws, the term United States means only District of Columbia, and a citizen of the United States is a citizen of the District of Columbia. And income tax laws in the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, is someone who is a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. It all hinges on the term United States, what it means. Now, I covered that issue. This is the whole Internal Revenue Code, by the way, right? With all this tiny font, tissue thin paper, exact, precise definitions that we must follow. See, all this gobbledygook. Well, I got this thing figured out for you, and I will prove to you tonight in this presentation for sure that the term United States in the Internal Revenue Code means District of Columbia or Washington, D.C. And the only people required to file income tax, therefore, are United States citizens, which are citizens of the District of Columbia or Washington, D.C. Now, folks, for those of you who don't know me, I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School, which I founded in 1996. Our website here is livefreenow.org. Now, when you go on the first page, step one is here based on government's official website. There is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. You should have come here first and see the proof in this very short video on the front page of our website. You click on this short video right here. This is where you should have been that takes you to this video. If you have not watched this video, that only 1% of Americans must file and pay U.S. income taxes. As shown on government's own websites, the short video, you should watch this video first. And at the end of this video, it gives you, you see the link to a longer version of this video on here. Or there's another one also has the same thing, basically, which is headlined 99% of Americans need not file and pay U.S. income taxes as shown on government's own website full. So you should have watched these two videos first. This video gives you further confirmation, okay, nail in the coffin that, as you see in this picture, that the definition of the term United States and state, which is District of Columbia in the federal tax law, is really only that, not the 50 states where you live. Okay, let's go back. You see, folks, we get everything, of course, as always, from this website, U.S. House of Representatives Office of the Law Revision Council, which publishes United States Code. And it tells you that the United States Code is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States. And it is prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. The lawyers of Congress, folks, write this stuff up for us to follow. Now, I've shown you before that from Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, yes, there's 54 categories of federal law. Category 26 or Title 26 is the Internal Revenue Code. And USC stands for United States Code. You can type these numbers on your computer or your smartphone and copy everything you see that I do for yourself. You don't have to believe me for nothing. It is not my opinion. It's government's own official legal websites, as you see. So here we are in Chapter 79 on definitions of the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26, we go down. I've covered this before, that in definitions when used in this title, what title are we talking about again? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, okay? So they define so many things like corporation, you know, the domestic, fiduciary. Let's go down the 9A9 and 10, where the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, which is what we want, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. And the term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia as well. So we cover the fact that District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia adds up again to the same District of Columbia. But some people argue, they say, no, Paymon, the 50 states must be in there. But I will show you, no. There's so many definitions in the tax law and other laws of the United States and state. They are different, so different. And we have to go by the one that's there only. So let's continue on with this thing, because you see, folks, you go down section 7701A30, see the term United States person is a key word. You see, are you a United States person? You think, well, of course, I'm from the 50 states. I am a United States person. But United States person means these terms, a citizen or resident of the United States, which means a citizen or resident of, you got it, District of Columbia, yes. It means also domestic partnership, domestic corporation, right? Now, the rest you'd have to go over about estates and trusts. But look at corporations, right? Even there, folks, look at domestic corporation. Look at the term domestic and foreign, okay? Check this out. The term domestic, when applied to a corporation or partnership, means created or organized in the United States, which means District of Columbia, or under the laws of the United States, which means District of Columbia, or of any state, which means District of Columbia. See? So, and foreign, of course, is when applied to corporation or partnership, means a corporation or partnership which is not domestic, which is not from the United States or state, which are District of Columbia. Remember, folks, it's just shocking for people to see that United States means District of Columbia and state is also District of Columbia. We're going to prove that to you further in this presentation. So even corporations, folks, that and trusts that are not from D.C., they don't have to file income tax either. And you see estates and trusts also, you know, again, this is the United States, you know, if they're from within the District of Columbia again. So let's go down, folks, to another key issue. Some people say, Paymon, I'm a U.S. national, not a U.S. citizen, because I'm from Florida or Texas or some other 50 states. Not so. You and me, all of us from 50 states and territories are U.S. citizens and nationals and citizens of the state where we live, because America has 51 countries. Yes, that's right. every state in America is a country with their own, you know, legislature, governor, judiciary, and the federal government over Washington, D.C. and territories is a 51st government agent of the states, okay? So here we go on from Title 8, Aliens and Nationality, okay? For Title 8, Aliens and Nationality, in this section 1101 are definitions as used in this chapter. Look at this, folks. We're going to go down to A38. Here it is, folks. The term United States, except as otherwise specifically here provided, when used in a geographical sense, means the continental United States, which is the 48 states and District of Columbia. Yes, includes D.C., Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands of the United States, and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. So all of us folks are U.S. citizen nationals all at the same time because, you know, United States here means everywhere, the 50 states and all the territories. Let's get back to Title 26, folks. This is again from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. This is Subtitle A, Income Taxes, okay? This is Part 4, Domestic National Sales Corporations on Treatment of Qualifying Corporations. So here we go. We go to 993, okay, which says that for the purposes of this part, right? What part are you talking about? Subpart, Part 4, Domestic International Sales Corporations, right? So for the purpose of this part, they define, you know, different things differently. Let's go down at the bottom to G, United States. For the purposes of this part, the term United States includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico and possession of the United States. Wow. It does not include, by the way, the District of Columbia. D.C. is not here, as you can see, nor does it include the 50 states. Let's look at another definition, folks, from Title 28, Judiciary and Judicial Procedure, okay? Subchapter 8, Definitions and General Provisions, okay? Here we go. It says Section 3002 as used in this chapter. What chapter? Okay, Chapter 176, Federal Debt Collection Procedure. Just for the purposes of this chapter, we go down to 13. The states and United States are defined. State means any of the several states. See? They list the several states, the 50 states, when they can. They mention continental United States. Now they mention the several states. They didn't forget about it, okay, in the other sections. Also, the District of the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, or any territory or possession of the United States. Now, look at this interesting definition, folks, about the term United States. Yes, United States means a federal corporation. How do you like that, folks? United States doesn't mean none of the 50 states, nor does it mean any U.S. territory. It means a federal corporation, like FDIC, okay, like Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, like the U.S. Postal Service. Those are federal corporations. So the Federal Reserve Branch in Washington, D.C. is a federal corporation. Yeah, United States. It also includes an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States, the federal government, or any instrumentality of the United States. Yep. How about that, folks? This is shows you another proof that the word United States does not always include the 50 states at all. It could not be. Sometimes it's not even any of the states at all. None whatsoever. Now, I'm going to show you this court case, folks, because this court case tells you why this is going on. You thought the word United States means only the 50 states. But it's not. It could be three different United States. You gotta know which one in law they're talking about. That's why you see all these different various definitions of the United States. The federal government has power in certain areas. In other areas, it does not. Okay? So this is the case of Hooven versus Abbott in 1945 U.S. Okay? We go down in this court case down to relevant page. And this is page, by the way, if you want to read it for yourself, page 652. At bottom of page 652 and going to 653, it tells us this. The term United States may be used in any one of the several senses. Well, here's the first one. It may be merely the name of a sovereign occupying the position analogous to that of other sovereigns in the family of nations. For example, this would be Japan, China, Russia, you know, the 50 states together, like American embassies represent this. A family of nations dealing with America as one. Okay? This is the first United States most of us think about. However, it may designate the territory over which the sovereignty of the United States extends. Yep. This is the one that you find income tax deals with. Yes. The territory over which the sovereignty of the United States extends. That is the District of Columbia, and it could include territories as well. In one of my other videos, I showed since 1913, way back then, the income tax applied to District of Columbia and all the U.S. territories, including Alaska, Hawaii, and Philippines, which over years they were taken out. And now only the District of Columbia is left included in that definition. Now, the third definition of the United States is, or it may be collective name of this. Maybe it's just a little bit for you guys. Here we go. Of the states which are united by and under the Constitution. This is the 50 states, the collective 50 states. Most of us think of the first and third definition. The second one, the territory over which the United States is sovereign, that is where the income tax applies. And that's where you would be a U.S. citizen if you are from Washington, D.C., as a citizen or resident of D.C. Okay? All right. So let's continue on, folks. And you see, by the way, these are the lands you see that the territories of the United States are blue in this thing. All these are territories of the United States. Yep, even the waters of the United States are territories of the United States. Okay? Let's go now in the Internal Revenue Code again. We look at in this subchapter A, tax on petroleum. Okay? That is section 4612, which has its own definition and special rules. And it says for the purposes of this subchapter. What subchapter? Subchapter A, tax on petroleum. So they define many things like crude oil. That doesn't need definition, but they define anyways. And look at the term United States is also defined. The term United States means the 50 states. Another way of talking about the 50 states is there. Several states, continental United States, Alaska, Hawaii. Here's the 50 states. And the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, any possession of the United States, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and the trust territory of the Pacific Islands. Look at this. It also, the United States, includes the continental shelf areas. What is that? You see the blue stuff on the east and west coast, Alaska, waters, that's continental shelf. All the water around those islands you see in the Pacific, that's continental shelf, waters around the land, the United States. That's what it talks about. It also, the United States, includes foreign trade zones that may be like Panama Canal used to be one of those. Okay. Here's another section, again, from the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26. Okay. This is subchapter B, Miscellaneous Provisions. Section 6103, Confidentiality and Disclosure of Returns and Return Information as General Rule. Let's go down on a definition part of 6103. In B, it tells us for the purposes of this section. We go down further on the B on the definitions of state. Okay? And it tells us the term state means any of the 50 states. Look at that, folks. The state is clearly listed as 50 states, not the District of Columbia alone. Oh, on top of that, it includes the District of Columbia, U.S. states, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands are not states, right? They're territories of the United States, but for the purpose of this law, they are term states. Isn't that amazing, folks? All these definitions do matter. We have to go by these very unique, specific definitions in the laws. Here's again from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, okay, in the Chapter 21, Federal Insurance Contributions Act, what most of us think of as Social Security taxes. Again, it says under Section 3121, definitions, wages, and many other things are defined. When you go down, however, to see the term states and United States and citizen, down in E. For the purposes of this chapter, folks, or this chapter? This chapter is Federal Insurance Contributions Act, FICA, that you see on your paycheck deduction, on your paycheck. And here, the term state includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. Well, look at that. You know, it doesn't include the 50 states, but it includes all these territories that are individually listed, you know? And United States, the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. And look at this, folks. United States does not include the District of Columbia. The District of Columbia is only included in the term states, but it's missing in the definition of the United States. Wow. See, they can label things, term it any way they want to. D.C., the headquarters of federal government, okay, that is not part of the United States for this law. They call it a state for purpose of this law. That is the Congress's choice, right? We have to go by these definitions, okay? Here it is from Title 5, Governmental and Organization and Employees, okay? Here we go down to, okay, Section 500. Administrative practice, general provisions for purposes of this section, okay? What section we're talking about? This section 500, the writing laws about this. Let's go down in section 500. You all love this definition, okay? Okay, for the purposes of this subsection, the term state includes, in addition to the several states, only the District of Columbia. Look at that. They mention the several states, and they specifically only add the District of Columbia. They do not mention any of the U.S. territories. They could have. Puerto Rico and Guam are not in there. Even the Congress could have put them in there. Here's another law, folks, okay? This is from Title 19, Custom Duties, Import Taxes, right? Foreign Trade Zones, Chapter 1A. Well, Section 81A tells us when used in this chapter, right? Again, now they're going to define more of this thing. You go down Section 81A definitions. We go down, look at the term state. It includes any state, the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. See, they use the term any state, which is the 50 states. They didn't forget about it. They could have put the word any state. Also, if they wanted to, in Section 7701, let me remind you of this, folks. Here it is. Section 7701, here it is in the federal tax law. They could add the word here, right here, too, next to District of Columbia, but they did not do that. It's deliberate. This language that they use in all of these code sections that are different. And here, it includes Puerto Rico, right? But Section 7701, which applies to Internal Revenue Code as a whole, that Puerto Rico is not here, just as much as the 50 states, the several states included in there. There it is. Now, let's go a little further, folks. We go to another section. Here, this one is, this is a good one. You will like this. This is fun, okay? This is Section Title 19, Customs and Duties, okay? Section 19 U.S.C., Section 2601, okay? For the purposes of this chapter, okay? This chapter is a special chapter, okay? It's on conventions on cultural property. Look at that, Chapter 14, Convention on Cultural Property. This definition here, I'm going to show you, just blow you away, folks. Has the most unique definition that you're going to find very shocking for you to read. Okay, here we go, A10. The term United States includes the several states, the District of Columbia, which we've seen this stuff before, and any territory or area, the foreign relations for which the United States is responsible, like U.S. embassies, right? However, look at this one. This is a kicker you will like. The term United States, the term United States citizen, that's supposed to mean you and me, right? In this law, United States citizen. It means more than that. Look at this. Any individual who is a citizen or national of the United States, that's you and me, that is true, but it also includes any corporation, partnership, association, or other legal entity organized or existing under the laws of the United States or any state, okay? However, or look at this, a department, agency, or entity of the federal government or of any government or of any state. How about that? So here we have agencies and departments and corporations, folks, in this law could be United States citizen. Here it is, folks. You see, the law is about what? Convention on Cultural Property. So a non-human being also, for the purpose of this law, could be a United States citizen, like corporations, okay, like agency, entity, or federal governments. Okay. So here's one more, folks. This one is also from Title 19, Customs and Duties. This is the last one I'm going to go over for you guys. Okay. When used in this act, the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes all the territories and possessions of the United States, except Virgin Islands, the Canal Zone, the American Samoa, Wake Island, Midway Island, Kingman Reef, Johnson Island, and the island of Guam. See, not only the 50 states are out there, the exceptions to U.S. territories are listed. The exceptions also listed, but the 50 states are not there. So, folks, it's very clear, folks. We all know it very clearly that the term United States, when used in Section 7701 of the Internal Revenue Code, okay, right here, okay, which says it only includes the District of Columbia and the term state, when it includes only all the list is the District of Columbia, that is it. as all it means. So it applies only to these entities. A United States person, right, is a citizen or resident of District of Columbia, folks. Got it? Those are people require foreign income tax. Citizen or resident of District of Columbia. And even a partnership and corporation, which is domestic to District of Columbia. Right? A corporation domestic to District of Columbia. United States means D.C. So a corporation not in it, this D.C. does not have to file income tax either. So folks, now you see it very clear as day that you've been deceived. You were lied to, folks. The government, by the lawyers, and by ignorant people like the CPAs and accountants who know nothing from nothing, folks. In accounting classes, CPAs, they're not taught anything about the Internal Revenue Code. No. They're just told to do whatever IRS tells you. That's all they know. Even lawyers, tax lawyers, they don't know this stuff either. Lawyers at law school only argue about Supreme Court cases. They never even read the Constitution. They only read court cases that interpret different parts of the U.S. Constitution. So tax lawyers don't know this stuff either. Rich people do not know this stuff because they never come across it in law school, folks. Okay? I discovered these things a few years ago just because all of this is available on internet now. In law books like this, folks, it was very cumbersome. And books behind me to look up a law exact page, exact section like I showed you, read it, copy it, take it home, summarize it at home for future use, and follow the trail. I did that in 1990s and later years. Now, it's easy to see the fraud. You are not required to be a slave. So all you have to do now, folks, is simple. Get back your studies off your law school's website, okay? At livefreenow.org, folks. I started Freedom Law School in 1996, folks. I've been fighting for you. All you have to do is to take the 7 steps below to live free of the IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now. And, folks, you don't have to borrow money. Pay your enemies, your domestic enemies. In the IRS, U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers, FBI, CIA, CDC, FDA, or AHSA, all these criminal federal organizations are helping on destroying you or killing you. Yes, you know that. It's been going on. You don't have to be a slave and support your own enemies to get stronger to destroy you. You don't. I'll show you. You have no legal, constitutional, ethical, or moral duty to pay any of your enemies within the United States government, even at $1, to get stronger, to be able to destroy you easier and faster. So here are the 7 steps. Continue on your step 1, that based on U.S. government's official website, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax, right? Now you're going to do this. Step 2, you must take, you think that the filing of the 1040 income tax confession trap is the safest, smartest way to keep the IRS from hurting you? That's false. You did it to yourself when you signed a 1040 confession form on a penalty perjury and put the rope around your neck. Step 3, you think that the IRS is the most powerful agency that at any time can empty your bank account and a 1040 income tax confession trap? Well, guess what, folks? That's a false. And this cartoon that you see here, we got here by Wizard of Oz, that right there tells it to you. The IRS is a big Wizard of Oz, as you can see in this cartoon by Ben Garrison. That click on that and be further educated to be free by Freedom Law School, who pulls the curtain off for you to be educated and free. Okay. Step 4, folks, you see that I have not filed or paid any income taxes since 1990, not even $1. And the IRS knows this fact very well. Yet, the IRS has never attempted to indict or put me in prison for not having filed or paid any U.S. income taxes for almost 30 years. Yeah. Why do you think that is, folks? Right? I should have been in prison a long time ago if I was breaking the law by not filing and paying income tax. But I'm free as a bird and happy and confident against these criminals. Bottom line is that when you equip yourself with knowledge and are prepared like I have, like Freedom Law School has, and I will help you, it is easy to beat the IRS. I've done it, and so can you. Step five, folks, you see our staff of our victories of the IRS, with this myth of the IRS, that they're all-powerful, Godzilla, going to eat you alive and burn you. Uh-uh. I have kicked the butt of this puny little IRS little thing, okay, and you can see, click on it, you see a proof for yourself. Now, step five, folks, is a critical stage. This stage is where you double-check with your congressman. Hey, here's the laws in my petition letter to you. If I'm wrong, I'll humbly pay my fair share of taxes. Yeah. Show me where I'm wrong specifically. The laws, like I showed you in these presentations, are attached to the letters to congressmen to refute. When they can't, they show that you are right and you are free. You've lawfully and safely freed yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Now, and you don't want to pay tribute to those the beast? Don't. Freedom Law School will show you how to stop paying the beast of the IRS. It's satanic. It's really Satan. You want step six now is what everybody loves. The peace of mind you're looking for with Freedom Law School's 7-year $1 million guarantee. Freedom Law School will show you how to lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with our Royal Freedom Package, which is going to be renamed Restore Freedom Plan very shortly. And Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million for each year that you are a Freedom Law School member and each year that you do not file on income tax, Freedom Law School way. Okay? And let me tell you this, folks. There's a standard price on this thing, but if you're low income, no problem. Apply for a scholarship, and the price of the membership will drop. I'll drop it to make sure you save money, you come out ahead. In other words, I want you to have the opportunity to join hands with everybody in America. Some of you can well afford our standard pricing. Some of you are low-income retirees or young people. I will work with every one of you so you can, all of us, strong and weak, okay, join hands and be stronger. Because it's about freedom, folks. Not about money, but joining hands like the Founding Fathers did. This is the same process, folks, the Founding Fathers did. They wrote petitions to the King of England that were ignored. They may ignore you, but it doesn't matter. You feed yourself because they've proven you right. I not respond to petition if they ignore you. Over time, they'll start responding. In the beginning, they may not, but give it time. Meanwhile, you are free. Okay? Now, the last step is the final fun step, folks. This is where you are as a true American patriot. As an American, you do your job, your duty, what you love in your heart, you love the truth. Here's your opportunity for sharing the truth with other Americans and get paid up to $5,000. For each American you free and join with us, hands, our Freedom Opportunity Plan. Yes, you can get paid up to $5,000. Half of the first year membership of the program, okay, of the Restore Freedom Plan or Royal Freedom Package, is a thank you because you took the time to text our website to your friend or email to your friend or put it on your Facebook page or other social media. That's right. I want to thank you and reward you for working together with us. So folks, remember this. You being here was not an accident. You were meant to find Freedom Law School's videos and our website, livefreenow.org. You wanted to live free, and you're meant to live free. I can take a horse to water, but I cannot make it drink. Now the turn is yours. You go finish the 7 step I just showed you. Okay? Start living a free life. Now, while we restore America to freedom together. 39 minutes. Let's do a short version now, right? Okay. By the way, I apologize to those of you who I was in here last week. Didn't do a question answer session. Do you have the questions for people from last week? Guys, for instance, could you get it to me, please? Because we missed those. We got to answer those questions. People, some of you asked questions. I apologize that didn't happen last week. Okay. Those of you have question and answers. But for this week, but how about for last week? Let's get those out too. There was nobody for last week? Oh, okay. All right. There wasn't? Okay. Now, I'm going to do a short version of this video. Okay. So what that means, I'm going to have to cut a bunch of these out. Okay. A bunch of these sections which I produce out there. And only keep a few of the best ones, key ones, and just encourage people to watch the detailed ones, okay? Let's see now. We got section 6103. Section, there it is. So this has to be short, folks. Very, very short. If it's not short, it's going to lose its effect, and the purpose of this is to make it very likely that people will listen to the whole thing, okay? Because if they don't listen to the whole thing, it's no good. You got to make sure it's short. So a lot of stuff that I would like to have in there, have to chuck it. Have to chuck it to make it short enough to fit just a few minutes. Like, I might chuck a short that I have on here, actually. Okay. Yep. I'm going to have to chuck this thing really good. So let's put the call number on the screen, folks. I'm going to answer your questions in just a few minutes. Okay. I think I have enough short ones to make it short and sweet. Yep. Yep. Let's see. Section 993, I'm going to go over, folks. Sections 4612, 6103, and 3121. Yeah, those are good. Yep. I might skip 993, I think. No, that's fine. I guess we can have it there. That's fine. Well, we'll see. Let's zero out the time, guys. So I may need to, you know, cut a couple of things at the end. But we'll see how that goes, okay? Because I might rearrange this stuff a little bit more just to make it more fun. Okay, 3121, here we go. Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. Zeroed out, right? 10 o'clock, yes.
3, 2, 1.
Start again? Clock didn't go, we're going to start again. The clock didn't go, no problem. Hello, my friends. I'm Payman Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and I showed you in my previous presentations about how United States, in the Internal Revenue Code, let's start again. I'm going too fast. Slow me down when I go fast, please. I got to remind myself to slow down. Do it again. Hello, my friends. I am Payman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. And I'm going to show you how the term United States that defines who's got to pay income tax in the Internal Revenue Code applies only to citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, it really means only the District of Columbia. Now, before you continue watching this presentation, make sure that you have watched this other presentation, okay, on our YouTube channel called Only 1% of Americans Must File and Pay U.S. Income Taxes as Shown on Government's Own Websites, a short video, which also there's a longer video that comes up at the end on the left, the box, 32 minutes long, or you have another video also called 99% of Americans Need Not File and Pay U.S. Income Taxes as Shown on Government's Own Website, the full version. Either one of those is fine. You should do those first. Now, assuming you've done so, let me give you a quick review that you see in the Internal Revenue Code, okay, Title 26. We cover the fact that in Chapter 79 definitions, Section 7701, it says when used in this title, which is Title 26, the definition of United States as state are very clear and specific, that the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states and the District of Columbia, and the term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia, okay? Now, people say, well, but I'm not sure about the word state, and I'm not sure if the word they really includes the 50 states or not. Well, it does not include the 50 states, folks, and I will show you in that 838 United States. Person also means a citizen resident of D.C., that United States is D.C., not the 50 states. Both the nail in the coffin in all these different code sections that have different unique definitions of the term United States and state. For example, here it is in Internal Revenue Code. We have a chapter, subchapter A on petroleum. They define for this subchapter, the term United States means the 50 states. There it is, folks. And a bunch of U.S. territories listed here. Yep, see? They use the term 50 states when they can apply the taxes, oil tax to 50 states. They can do that. Here's Section 3121. FICA, Federal Insurance Contribution Act, has its own definition. And it says in Section 3121, definitions, you go down. United States, in a geographical sense, includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. See, has very unique specific definitions. And the term state includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. The 50 states are not there. And funny thing is, look at this. The District of Columbia is listed as a state, even though D.C. is not a state. None of these are states. These are territories of the United States, but for this law, they're all a state. In the United States, it includes only these territories that are specifically mentioned, but the District of Columbia is not specifically mentioned. This shows you we have to go by these specific definitions, even if they're different from what you and I understand. Okay, folks, you got to watch the longer, more detailed presentation below. That's where I can give you a lot more examples of definitions in the income tax laws, customs and duties, and other piles of federal laws on the definition of United States and state are very different, which means they all matter. They're all important. And we have to go by these very specific definitions, which at the end means what? It means that in Section 7701, when it says United States, includes the District of Columbia, and state includes also the District of Columbia. That's all it is, D.C. Therefore, everything here applies to D.C. citizens primarily. The income tax is for D.C. citizens, District of Columbia, okay? Not you in the 50 states. You in the 50 states do not have to file an income tax. So watch a longer video in the description below this video. That will give you much more detailed understanding and explanation of this issue so you can be free. And then, folks, remember, go to our website at livefreedom.org if you have done that before and start taking the 7 steps below to live free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now. Go to livefreedom.org and start your journey to freedom now. Let's go now to everybody's questions. So let's put the calling number We are going to put the call number on the screen, folks. For those of you who have questions, go ahead and call the number you see on your screen. 657-383-1755. Then what you do, you push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let us know that you have a question. And I will take your questions 1 at a time. Okay. Let's see. Do you have any callers on the phone waiting to ask any questions right now?
Yeah, but the guy, Stephen, has the question.
Oh, yeah. Let's take the questions for people sending.
I'll get dropped, so go ahead and answer.
Okay. Stephen asked a question, okay, and about his situation. He has sent to me a notice of federal tax lien that IRS filed against him in New York for 2019. They assessed the tax on August 17, 2020, okay, and for $37,000. That tells me that the reason this happened, Stephen, is because you filed a 1040 income tax confession trap form, okay? Here's what you did, my friend. You did this. You can take the call number off the screen right now, okay? You did it to yourself, my friend, literally. You filed a 1040 income tax confession form because the tax was filed on you August 17, 2020. You filed by April 15, 2020, and a few months later, when the tax was not paid, they filed a lien on you. This would have never happened had you not filed a 1040 income tax confession trap form. You filed the trap form, and you confessed and claim under oath. You swore you owed them this money because the IRS does not come after you that quickly. When you're not filed, the IRS does not come after you that quickly. The reason IRS come after you quickly because you do it yourself. You say, I confess all your money. Here's the rope. Take it. Because if I don't, I'm going to be in trouble. Sorry, you fell for that deception, my friend. That's what caused all this to happen. So, and then now, they send your letter. Notice of federal tax lien filing and your right to hearing under Section 6320. April 12th, they give you a letter and they give you a chance to ask for a hearing by May 19th to challenge it. Well, or make a payment plan. It's up to you if you want to make a payment plan on the 1040 income tax confession trap form you filed. You ask for a hearing in writing by certified mail and make a payment plan. Otherwise, you may want to ignore it. There's really nothing you can do about this tax. But a lien doesn't really matter. The lien is a claim on your real estate if you have a real estate, if you have a home. And if you decide to sell or refinance it, then the IRS will get paid first before you get any money out of the deal or the refinance. Otherwise, a lien, it sits there. It doesn't do anything. A lien is not a levy. Levies when I take your stuff. Do you have that chart, guys? Can you one of the IRS is down by 90%? Oh, there we go. I got it right here. See? A levy is what really hurts. I got to put this on our website. Our levies have gone down by over 90% over the last 10 years. Yep. 2011 is here. 2021 is here. Okay? They've gone down. Here we go. From here to here. Okay? Levies, what you're concerned. Lien, yeah. Not a big deal and does not affect the credit score at all whatsoever. Okay, they don't report that to the credit reporting agencies anymore. The credit reporting agencies refuse to file any lien notices on their websites or their files. Now, let's see. A little bit more, he says. He says that, Stephen, that a payment installment was proposed for $45,000 he owed. Initial payment of $7,500. Oh, because he filed a 1040 confession form. 2019 return is this. He paid $7,500. A monthly payment of $530 was proposed. He took the money out of his IRA to buy an apartment. The reason for the large tax bill? No. The reason for the tax bill is because you were deceived into thinking that that money you took out of your IRA was taxable. It was not. His installment plan was approved by the IRS. He hired some tax company to handle the tax liability. Big mistake. They did offer a compromise, which he sent him $100 for that. Okay. Which, of course, the IRS rejected. These offer compromise deals are a scam. And make more money off of you. Just like when you get sick, the doctors, hospitals, and drug companies make money off of you. You have a perverse medical system. You have a perverse tax professional community. Okay, they make money off of you being under attack by the IRS, and they do not help you. They put a lien on his property, as we said, yep. Okay. Now, he's a semi-retired with Social Security small pension. He has a small art business as a sole proprietor. He filed for 2021. He was owed a refund that 2020 that they may apply to his balance, probably. Okay. The question is, do you think I should continue dealing with Tax Rise Company to resolve this or try to resolve this on your own? On your own. These guys are not worth the dang. Okay. You don't need these guys at all. And he paid a large fixed amount, so they could have some obligation to resolve this. However, you pay a bunch of money. Yeah, I know. They ripped you off. Ask for it back if you can. They can't do nothing for you. Okay. Okay. What they've done so far is at very least incompetent and unethical. Of course. They know they could not help you. Okay. But go it alone. Best option, go it alone. Best option, become a member of the Restore Freedom Plan, the Royal Freedom Package. And now from here onwards, no more being a slave, no more confessing, no more putting a rope around your neck, none of that anymore, okay? And I'll see if I can help you with the situation, okay? I mean, there's really not much we can do right now. Just wait. You might be able to win them out after 10 years. The tax goes away. If you don't sell your house within the next year, 10 years. If you do, they'll take the money out of the tax, sell your house. That's it. Sometimes in your life, we got to let bygones be bygones and just think ahead, think forward. Mistakes of the past. I mean, how many, in a few decades, how many millions have you paid the IRS? Had you not paid income tax for all these decades, what would your life look like right now, Stephen? So, 1 year amongst 30, 40 years. Oh, well, it is what it is, right? Move on. Let's think forward, my friend, okay? That is my best suggestion to you. And we have another question for somebody else also. I think we do have somebody else. We do have somebody else. But you want me to take a call right now, guys? I can do that. While we wait for someone else's paperwork to go over. No more paperwork. Let's, how about the live people with questions? You have several callers with questions. Okay. Area code 503 caller. 415. 458. And 323. Okay. Okay, let's go one at a time. Start with call from area code 503. Only give me your first name for privacy. Then how you heard about Freedom Law School. And then continue with your question. Call from area code 503.
Hi, Brian. Heard you from Stu Peters' show.
Are you there? I don't hear you. Call
Hi.
Erica 503. Are you there?
Hi, Charles.
Okay, I don't hear my mic. You hear him over there, but not here. Let's try see if you can speak in my ear. Keep talking, Erica 503. Okay. Are you there?
Brian?
this is okay. Brian. And
we have a
we
sound.
Heard you from,
keep talking. Okay. Say your name a bunch of times. Okay.
Brian.
So that my technician. Brian heard me on Stu Peters' show. Okay. Let's see.
Correct.
Hopefully, Brian, we can fix this sound issue and have you heard from here versus over there on the speakers over there on the computer. Okay. We can see.
Okay.
We can fix that.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Well, since let's see. Let's give it a few more seconds. What do you guys say, technicians? Should I go on and have the question be said over there? And I just... Okay. All right. So go ahead and say your question. We have the speaker loud there. Make a question short. Do everybody else hear him or just me have problem? It could be me. Okay. So I'll have to rephrase the question just to make sure everybody hears your question. Okay. So let's do that. What is your question, Brian?
We're in the process of setting up a spendthrift trust, and we're going to deposit money into that trust, and that trust will make investments. And when the investments come back in, we'll get our money back. But any future profits that wasn't invested, the trust will send us a 1099. What is your thoughts on that whole process and how this relates to your program?
So what? So what? Just about everybody that joins the Royal Fair package, somebody, a third party, sends a false W-2 or 1099 form about them to the IRS. It's all false. So no problem. We'll take care of that. Doesn't matter. Any other questions?
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's it? No more questions, Brian?
Well, if they send us the 1099, so you say we just don't respond to that with the IRS? We don't file still?
You do not respond. At this time, the procedures of the IRS, you don't respond to that, okay? Here's the thing. What you need to do, you need to go through the 7 steps on our website. You see on my screen right now, okay? Educate yourself, step one. Okay, about the law. Two, realize how 1040 confession forms signing is the problem. That's what gives the IRS the power and weakens you. Three, you don't have to be afraid of the IRS for not filing. Four, that you can beat them just like I beat them, okay? And step five, you ask questions, double check with the congressman to make sure you're doing the right thing. And step six, just get with us with our Restore Freedom Plan, the former Royal Freedom Package, and I'll give you a 7-year $1 million guarantee. Whenever that money's taken out of the trust, 1099 issued, so what? So what? I'll guarantee you for 7 years minimum, IRS will not take any money by force from your bank account, paycheck, or nothing because of the money that you cut out of the 1099. Okay? That's the minimum.
Okay.
That's like giving you buying a car, giving you a 7-year million-mile guarantee. Okay? It's an indication of the competence of the car maker that's a good car. Not that the IRS will take your money after 7 years and one day. No, it just shows that that's the minimum guarantee I can give you with $1 million behind it. Understand?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. I love Stu Peters, folks. The audience of Stu Peters are the best because you know how criminal and out of control the U.S. government is. Okay? I have to tell you examples. You already know that. You've seen it on this show and on your own reading. Okay? So it's time, folks, to stop feeding these criminals. I'm from Iran. We had no right to due process of law, no jury trial, no right to bear arms, no freedom of speech, no right to petition government for reader's agreement, nothing. And the reason they enslaved us, because we forgot about our rights and law, okay, and the procedures to beat the criminals. We allowed our servants to become more knowledgeable about the law than us. We allowed them to intimidate us. Okay? I mean, Iran could go to jail for just criticizing a government, tortured for months on end, sentenced to many years of jail and execution with no jury. Here in America, folks, you can say whatever you want to say and talk to other people. There's nothing they can do. Nothing they can do at all. But what's stopping us from taking back our country? Seeing our enemies, we got to stop and join hands, okay? And your funds will go to work, folks, to, you know, do lawsuits for freedom, expand our educational outreach out there, okay, and contact legislatures, elect legislatures that are honest for America, not just crooks and criminals that get paid by big banks and corporations to be whores for them. We got to support people like Ron Paul, Rand Paul, okay, these other people that believe in freedom, statesmen to represent us, okay, take our country back. All that requires money. They got lots of it. But we have the truth. A little bit of money. We got pennies against $100. Goes a long ways. Stop giving money to your enemies, folks. Okay? And through Freedom Law School, you honor me. Really, when you join the Restore Freedom Plan, the Royal Family Packers, you're honoring me. They trust me more than these criminals in U.S. government to put your effort, your labor, your money's your labor, to work to restore freedom. So thank you for calling, Brian. I appreciate you listening to Stu Peters and calling Freedom Law School as well. Let's go to the call from the International Communist Republic of Mexicana, formerly the Golden State of California, area code 415 caller. Your first name. Yes, there. Your audio's working now?
No, it's not an audio issue. But
hello, my name is Nolan. Can you hear me?
They cannot hear the caller question.
Yes, Nolan. So, the people cannot hear your questions, so make a short call after Nolan. State your question for everybody else that's watching. Go ahead, Nolan. How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Yes, I heard about Freedom Law School from my acupuncturist, actually. And I filed an extension this year, so this is the first time I actually haven't filed on time. I would like you to go through for the Royal Freedom Package, but I'm trying to get my wife on board. She has a business, a sole proprietorship since 2010. She wants to close operations on the business. We have a little debt. I'm just asking, how shall we proceed? Should we just pay off the debt and then close operations, since she does have to file quarterly sales tax?
Okay. All right. Let me tell the question that Noel asked for those of you listening. Yeah, his acupuncturist referred him, and he had, for the first time ever, he had not filed a 1040 income tax confession trap form. Instead, he filed for an extension. His wife has a business that has some debt that they want to sell the business, and she's not sure. She's not on board yet. What to do, he's asking. Well, Nolan, the answer is pretty simple, folks. My friend, she just needs to be educated. She just needs to take a little time, like you have, to go to Freedom Law School's website, okay, and take the 7 steps, okay? What I suggest you do is to get a good dinner from Outback, you know, a Goldman, not Outback, or what's that, the one the woman likes, that Italian restaurant, you know, what they call it, that Italian restaurant, you know, whatever, whatever fancy, nice restaurant. Bring the food home, wine and dine your wife. Olive Garden, thank you. Yeah, most women love Olive Garden, like Italian food, okay? Olive Garden, Outback, whatever. Get some good food at home, wine and dine her, okay? Candle lights, whatever. Afterwards, say, honey, I need an hour of your time toward the end of dinner, okay? And be ready. Put on a big screen computer as big as you can and have her go through the 7 steps, you know, to free, live free of virus, deception, robbery, slavery now, and go through the first step, which is the most important step, that based on U.S. government's official website, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax. That's the start. And do as much as you can within an hour or so, and then follow up the next night if you can, or later on that weekend, a few days later. It's up to you to decide the follow-up time and go through this stuff a little bit more. And after her do some education, self-education, really, then you probably want to do a one-on-one private consultation with me and her and you, in which I can address her particular concerns and your specific situation more specifically, because there's no one-size-fits-all answer. I got to go over these things you guys got in more detail. All right, Nolan?
I do have one more question, but thank you. We do live in the state of California, and my wife is pregnant, and I would like to ask for family leave. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You said your wife is pregnant. What else?
And so if I go through these steps and I stop my employer from withholding taxes, would I still qualify for family leave benefits and unemployment?
Okay, the question is, if he's an employee, if he stops filing income tax, stop withholding from his paycheck, if it's going to affect any family leave, unemployment, those things, not at all. It will not affect them at all. Those are state tax law family leave provides, not federal law. Remember, America is not a country. America's 50 countries plus one in a union. California, Florida, Texas are all countries, just like France, Germany, and Italy are countries within the European Union. The federal government in Europe has certain delegated narrow powers. France, Germany, and Italy are still independent sovereign countries, just like here in America. That's why some of these states had these lockdowns during the corona hoax. Some of them did not, like South Dakota had none. Some had limited lockdowns because every state is a country. The federal government has no authority within the states because the states kept all the powers to themselves and the people when in 1789 the states created the federal government as their agent to handle common needs of the states, like foreign common defense, foreign relations, common money, immigration, stuff like that. So that does not affect your whatever benefit under state law you may have at all, paying income tax. Any other questions, Nolan?
Well, since I've been paying all these taxes for over 20 years, if I all of a sudden stop payments to these taxes, would I be eligible for any other of these like programs, like Medi-Cal or such, other social programs?
Well, you can get social programs if you want to. I don't recommend it, quite frankly. I don't like socialism. I'm not a socialist. I'm not a communist. Okay? And I'll invite yourself to consider this for yourself. You know, we've been told that the answer is government providing things. What is government? That's the collective society. That's the collective community. I mean, are you a communist? Are you a socialist? If that's the case, look to the community, society to take care of you. Otherwise, if you believe in freedom, independence, you want to be free, okay, then I would suggest consider, since you're not quite that old, you know, you're middle ages, to divorce yourself of this system. Okay, to think like me. I haven't paid a dollar to these guys, even Social Security, for 30 years. I don't put into it. I want nothing back. By the way, there is no such thing as Social Security Trust Fund anyway. It's a lie. You might spend down the federal rat hole of waste of corruption and criminality right away by law. Okay, but if you want to do those things, you can do that. I know people that get Social Security and they never paid $1 to Social Security. They still get money out of it. It's a lie that you put money in your account for your future retirement under Social Security. Another one of the many lies, just like Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, Trump-Russia conspiracy deception, and many other censor stuff that I cannot tell you. The recent last 2 years deception, right, we had, right? So that's the choice you have. If you want to do it, that's up to you. It will not affect it. Anything else?
Okay, great. I've been calling your main line and talking to a number of your employees, and I'm very interested in learning more about how to start a business, you know, anonymously. And so I'll be calling more often and trying to ask more additional questions. But I'm ready to sign up for the Royal Freedom Package, and I'm very excited to learn more about this whole concept.
Well, Nola says he's pretty much ready to go, but Freedom Law School, stop being part of Freedom Solution, get with us. And so I want to let Nolan know that, you know, he's called us many times. He can call us again. Any of you can call us, folks. Okay. That's why, you know, we encourage you to call us. You see on our website, you see the numbers at the top left is there, 813-444-4800, because we want to help you in your self-education process to take the 7 steps. You have more questions. But as much as you can do your self-education first, then we'll be help you answer more of your questions. And a lot of it is right there on our website. And if it's not, we'll tailor answer your questions to give you the peace of mind and confidence you want to be able to take the yoke of slavery off and live free once again. Thank you, Nolan, for your wonderful questions. Let's go to our next caller from area code 458.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Mary.
Yes, Mary. How did you hear about Freedom Law School, Mary?
Through Jeffrey Doherty. Late Night in
the
Heartland.
Very good.
Thank you. So I am too ready to sign up with the on the Royal Package.
By the
I
way,
have two questions,
from Jeff Doherty wants to sign up for the Royal Fee Package. Please continue, Mary. You were saying, huh?
Uh-huh. I do have the $1,500 to send, but the rest of it, I'm hoping to get this person I've been talking to recently, who I actually work for, and got him to not to pay me without filing that 1099 form. So I'm trying to get him in. But the thing is, he filed an extension on his taxes. So is that the same as a concession to the IRS? And does he can he just not file his taxes at that extension time, and then hopefully he signed up with you? No?
Okay. So Mary says she's ready to join with the Royal Freedom Package with the $1,500 down payment. And she has somebody who filed for an extension instead of filing a 10-4 income tax confession trap form. And she's asking that, was that a friend of hers, and that she could refer and join. And the answer to her question is yes. What he filed, a extension form, is harmless. It is not the same as filing a 1040 income tax confession trap form. So he can go through the 7 steps and be free before April 15th. And as he joins, you get credit for that. Up to $5,000 of the membership fee of him first year can get credited toward your Royal Fee Package membership and pay your commissions. Any money that would be left on top of that.
Wonderful. And then the second question I have is, I'm currently in the state of Oregon, and I asked the question about state income tax in Oregon, and I was directed to research the state tax laws, income tax laws. Do you know off the top of your head if the state of Oregon piggy banks on the federal, what is that called? Piggy banking on the federal taxes or something?
Yes. Oregon is one of the states that bases the state income tax on top of the federal income tax. So for tax forms, if your federal tax form is zero because you don't have any legal requirement to file a federal form to begin with, the number on your federal form, if any, would have been zero. So
okay,
if you take that number from federal form, zero, put it on the Oregon tax form, put zero on the Oregon tax form, That means that organ numbers are zero, and per the instructions of the organ form, UO0, you're not even required to file a organ tax form to begin with. So you find it also.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
New Jersey and Pennsylvania are the only two states that I know that their income tax system is independent and separate of the federal income tax system. You have to pay this if you're from Pennsylvania or New Jersey. But most other states that I've looked up, and I have not looked up every one of them, they are tying their laws and tax forms to the federal laws, the federal forms. So if the federal doesn't apply to you, neither does that state income tax.
Wonderful. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be sending in my package tomorrow.
Very good. Look forward to talking to you again very soon privately. Okay.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so
my pleasure, Mary.
Have a good night.
Let's go to the next caller from area code 323. Okay, we have another caller instead from area code 425. All right, tell me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
It's Casey, and I've seen you on YouTube.
Very good, Casey. And who heard us on YouTube, how can I help you?
Yes, I was just wondering, I had a question about if you receive a notice of levy or lien from the IRS. I've heard you talk in the past that they'll put the lien on for something like 10 years. Is that, if you were to challenge it in court and you lost, does that just turn into a lien if you don't pay the what you owe, what they claim you owe?
Okay, the question is that if you file IRS liens last for 10 years, if you file a suit in court, but remember this, you don't know this, you cannot sue them. The law is very restrictive. You cannot sue the federal government over taxes except in very limited circumstances. So only if you they file a lien on you and then you get a collection due process opportunity letter, that is your only chance, like this guy got, so you have to challenge them. Otherwise, you cannot challenge that lien. You have a lien filed against you in the county court office, number one. Number two, did you file a 1040 income tax confession form, which led to the tax being owed to begin with?
No, I'm saying if you don't file, is there a chance that you do get a notice of lien or levy in the future?
If you don't file, there is a chance that they down the road may file a lien against you. However, not as quickly as a filer. A filer, they come after right away. Right away. You know, he filed a tax return, and less than 6 months later, bam, lien is filed because you confess you're the tax. But if you don't file, IRS has to come after you, make a case against you. And that could take the IRS years possibly to happen before they get put out a lien against you. Number one. Number two, lien is not that big of a deal for most people. Lien just sits there. It doesn't hurt you. It hurts you only if you have a home that's yours, have equity, you want to sell or refinance it, then they'll take the money from the sale or refinance of your home. It's the levy that hurts. Levy is when the IRS comes and just, bam, takes out your bank account, out of your paycheck, takes your property. And for that, I give you a 7-year $1 million guarantee for each year that you do not file with your law school's methods, and you'll be safe. Right now, what guarantee does your accountant, TurboTax, CPA attorney give you when he fills out the check for income tax confession for you? Zero. Right? So why would you continue doing this thing that gives you zero guarantee? If the IRS comes after you, you have to pay them extra, more money, and they cannot help you either. At the end, you lose, and they say, sorry. Everybody knows it's a big, bad IRS you can't do nothing about. because they were complicit in the crime of deceiving you into putting a rope around your neck and hand it to the IRS. And literally, you did it to yourself when that happened. The first step, folks, legally, is to stop following that 1040 income tax confession trap. Do not put the rope around your neck anymore, because that's what gives us the power to destroy you. You gave them that power. Literally, we signed a piece of paper on the penalty of perjury under oath. It's all true, correct, and complete, something that you don't even understand. And your TurboTax accountant, CPA, does not understand the Internal Revenue Code either. You trust an ignorant person to put a rope around your neck and give you zero guarantee. You can go to prison for 9 years for every single 1040 tax confession trap form that you let this tax person have you sign. That's the first time you stop doing that. Does it help you, Casey, with the question?
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, do you happen to know what how they determine whether they're going to put a lien or a levy on your property? And also, didn't I see that you sold pages on how to essentially do this on your own, learn to do this on your own?
Okay, two questions. Let me get to them one at a time. How they determine who's going to come after, who's going to come lean after you?
There well, is, no, is it going to be a lien or a levy?
Is going, whether it's lien or levy, there is no how they determine. There is no such thing. There is no such thing. Number one, there's 330 million Americans, okay, that IRS try to corral and to deceive you into filing. The number one way they do it is by you do it to yourself, like this man from New York did. When you fill out a confession form, you say you owe the money. That's what happened to this man. Like, okay, so that's Stefan. That's number one way. You determine it yourself. When you don't file a 1040 confession form, I have a much harder time because now they have to make a case against you. They have to come after you. Okay, that's a lot more work. And I've covered this in my presentations. That's a lot more work for the IRS, okay? For example, here, step three is about that issue, okay? Two for my IRS. Let me make this page a little bit bigger so you can see this, understand, okay? Two for my IRS commissioners, Fred Goldberg and Charles Azzotti, prove that the IRS is 99% bluff. There is no way they come after you automatically. It's you do it to yourself 99% of the time. And the IRS is absolutely relying on you voluntarily agreeing to be a tax slave. That's where they get the lien. That's where they get the levy power, by you filing a 1040 income tax confession trap forms and admit you owe the IRS money. When you admit you owe the IRS money, that's when it could come leans on you or leave you, just like Stefan did in the guy I just showed you. And here's the exact quote of these two commissioners in an article in Forbes who want to raise money for the government. They say, what's critical here, critical for you to understand, is that substantially all of the revenue increase, like levies and liens, right, does not come from IRS audits and levies and liens of anybody. Where does it come from? It comes from taxpayers like you who've been suckered, getting it right, when you file the returns, the 1040 income tax confession trap forms. It's critical that you get that. They are government lovers here. These are communists who want to raise more money from the IRS. They say, look, folks, IRS is not God. Don't think IRS can just come do a lot of audits and take a bunch of money. No, no, no. We don't have the power to audit gazillions of Americans. We have to get more people to file their confession trap forms. That's why, you see, the Wizard of Oz is truly the IRS. This is true. I commissioned Ben Garrison to draw this cartoon. This was my idea. This is you folks, the American people. Armor, the lion, the machine, taxpayers on the left. IRS says, who the show? I'm the great and powerful IRS. File your taxes or else. And here I am at the Mafia Law School. I'm the Dog Toto. Put in the curtain and you see in my videos. IRS is running 60s technology. And people are old and tired and incompetent, the most politically correct LGBTQT. Okay? IRS, if you're a black lesbian female who's disabled, they hire you because you fill four politically correct quotas. Whether you're confident or not, doesn't matter. You don't do nothing for the IRS, doesn't matter. You help them fill four quotas so they can say, we're politically correct. We hired a non-white person, yeah? We hired not a man. We didn't hire a straight person. We hired a homosexual and disabled on top of that man. We had four quotas in one. That's what the IRS does. Okay? And you see, they get paid the same money whether they do a good job or a bad job. Look at this at the back of the cartoon. See people sleeping there? See people sleeping there, folks? Yes, disease. They got tons of paperwork on hold. Okay? Okay, backlog, huge backlog. Okay? And they want you to pretend like they're all this powerful thing. They are not. Okay? They get paid the same doggone dollars. Whether they do a terrible job or a great job. Okay? But the media, that media tells you IRS is God. ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, they all tell you IRS is God. God, God. You thought the Corona hoax was bad? Trump-Russia conspiracy was bad? Iraq had weapons of mass destruction was bad? Right? They lie to you about those. That is the biggest deception they got on you. For 7 years, you've been programmed. Oh, IRS is God. So no, there is no way they automatically come after you. I know that because for 30 years, I've been studying and fighting these crooks. So don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. Educate yourself. Lose your fear. Okay? Because fear is what's controlling you. False evidence appearing real. Deception and ignorance. What Freedom Law School gives you, empowers you, is with knowledge. Your love of knowledge, your love of knowledge will free you. Okay? The Bible says my people suffer for lack of knowledge. Also says seek the truth and the truth shall set you free. I'm not a Christian, but I think those are great quotes that apply. So use it. Whether you're a Christian or not, doesn't matter. Those are sound principles. Once you educate yourself, freedom will be easy for you. I've done it with 30 years of experience. I have a way for you to just plug in. That's it. And it can be free myself with confidence. And now, did I answer? I think I had to ask a second question, KC. How about doing it yourself, you said? Okay. Yes. You said, can you do it yourself? When I started in 1992, Casey, I was 29 years old. All this hair was jet black. I'm 59 now. And I want to educate people to help themselves because I was young and poor. Most young people are poor. So I educated myself. I did classes in the mid-1990s. Traveled across America in the late 90s, and I sold my courses in audio. And eventually people asked me, Paymon, I don't have the time to study all this stuff. I want you to just help me live free. Not believing in helping people fish for themselves, that's just fishing for them. Empowering you, like you want to. But the system, I've realized as I time it on, the system's so complex and corrupt, you really can do it yourself and win. Even I had trouble with these crooks sometimes. Man, sometimes the judges ignore the facts, ignore the law. They change the law and the facts to come up with the outcome-based decision they want to make. So I, over the years, I just stopped that. I educate you as much as possible, but you cannot do it on yourself and win and have be able to do the same seven-year million-dollar guarantee that I give you. You cannot do that. Duplicate that for yourself. Now, if you're interested in doing that, great, hallelujah. I'm happy to help you and happy to do whenever you feel confident and ready, and I feel you're going to do it right, to do it yourself, okay? But that just is not reality 99% of the time, okay? That is why what I did is I now got rid of all the other programs that I had, Beginner's Freedom Package, Simple Freedom Package. They're gone. They're no longer really offered. You want the Restore Freedom Plan, formerly the Royal Freedom Package. You want to live free. So I give you education as much as you want. It's, education now is cheap. You used to have to buy it on tape, audio tape back in the 90s. Now it's free on the internet, on YouTube. Okay? It's the support and backup, 30 years of knowledge, which is what you want. Okay? And so I dropped the price so you can afford it. Payment plans and drop the price. If I drop the price and let you make payments, is there a reason why you wouldn't want to get the Royal Freedom Package, the Restore Freedom Plan, and be free? Does that help you with the question, Casey?
Yeah, it does. I thought I'd seen that you had sold educational material earlier on when I was looking at your site. But, okay, yeah, that answers all the questions. And, yeah, of all the people that told me don't do this, it was actually a sibling that I had that is an accountant, and they said, yeah, everything he's saying is dead on. He said they're so incompetent that it's terrible. They have to work with them every day. And they said that good luck on their hiring campaign of getting workers in the pool that they have to choose from to learn how to do an audit. So anyway, thanks again, Payman. Have a good night.
You're welcome. My pleasure. By the way, did you guys hear IRS try to hire 5,000 people a few months ago? So what they did, they were so desperate, they can't get higher help. In Kansas City, Austin, Texas, and Ogden, Utah, they put out tables outside at events to try to recruit people. 5,000 was their goal. They got less than 200. Every tax return, IRS gets my hand. They have to have somebody type it in my hand. They cannot scan and then convert it into PDF and put in the system. Yes. Around 1960s COBOL assembly language technology still. And they pay these people $15 an hour. They have to go through the crazy complex website of the federal government hiring of all agencies combined, apply, go through all this rigmarole. You get paid $15 an hour to process tax returns. I asked them about 30 million backed up tax returns, confession forms. Over 5 million letters, 5 million they have not even answered. This cartoon you see on my screen, it's true. This really is the IRS, folks, the backlog of incompetent, unmotivated people that hate their job. They're buried in paper, okay? All right. Any other person with any more questions? Well, I see a question by Ricardo. I'll answer him. And also by J.R. Daneke.
No, I'm going to answer his question. Laura had a question.
Laura has a question. All right, let me get to Laura's question. Laura asked if you have a property and a private trust, can they get your property? Depends. Depends on your trust. Is it properly set up or run or not? Okay? So, you know, it's like, say, can my dog protect me from thieves? All depends. Is your dog a 16-year-old 17-year-old little Chihuahua, old and tired and dead, 2-year Doberman Pinscher. There's no one thing of trust. It's not a can, no can of beans. It's the same everywhere, okay? So if it's set up and run properly, yes. It can protect your property from seizure by any thieves out there that might exist. If it's done wrong and not run properly, it could not work and be useless, okay? Any other questions? Now, JR says, I own everything. Who needs to buy anything? I'm not sure what you mean by that question, JR. You own everything. Who needs to buy anything? So you need to make your question more clear for me to answer it for you. Okay. JR says, I am property, the cut material salvaged by the U.S. Okay. Let me address that for you. No, JR, you're not a property. You're not property. You're not a slave. You're a human being. So please stop buying into all these baseless legal theories, patriot mythologies out there, you know, that they out there, you know, that U.S. is a corporation. All governments are corporations. There is no such thing as a French government or Japanese or California or New York or Florida U.S. government. They're all make-believe entities. You go from Texas border to Mexico, walk on the dirt. You see the rats and rabbits and snakes care if you, this dirt here in Texas from Mexico makes a difference. It's all make-believe in our own heads, okay? So they make a big deal out of U.S. as a corporation. So what? Always has been. In times of George Washington, U.S. was a corporation. What does that say? So, you know, I am a man, and that includes the placenta and cord. Yes, I've always been a man. You're a man. So what? That means nothing. That's not how they trapped you. They trapped you by deceiving you into thinking you are a citizen and resident of Washington, D.C., not because of a yellow fringe flag, not because of using zip code on your mail, not because you were tricked into being a U.S. citizen instead of sovereign state citizen or sovereign or non-citizen, not because they have your name in all capital letters, which is for dead fictional corporate entities, you know, and your name is property upper lowercase by rules of English language, that somehow they use your straw man by your birth certificate, captured it, and you can use a treasury account to write drafts against your treasury account of your labor, just like the Federal Reserve creates money out of thin air, you could do the same thing. It's not have nothing with the bar, British Secretary of Service, or Queen of England, or the Vatican. All this stuff you hear out internet, JR, is garbage, utter garbage. Stop going after them. I've seen people doing that stuff, going to prison and lose everything they have. That's why Wesley Snipes went to jail. Wesley Snipes did all this garbage that people told you on the internet. Don't do that, brother. Don't get yourself in trouble. Study the law and not these wild theories out there who sound wonderful. Founding father, sovereign oath. It's all garbage. Okay? Go for reality on the ground, not the woo-woo-woo theories out there. All right? That's my love for you, my friend, because I want you to be free. We have a call from area code 808 in the Communist Island Republic, sadly, of Hawaii, which was stolen from the people and Queen of Hawaii and now the Communist Republic. Hello, my friend. What is your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Well, my name is Dave, and I heard about you on Stu Peters. And more, you know, of what you're teaching. I'm just curious. So you're going according to statutory law. Are you looking at common law, the de jure form of government, or what, you know, I'm just curious of how that works.
Okay. Question that Jay asked, you know, am I going by statutory law? How about common law? Okay. Look, common law is just the traditions of Anglo-Saxon and British people going back to 1000 AD that, you know, you hurt somebody, it's wrong. You broke your agreement, that's wrong. and some other Christian and common practice of the day. That's all it is. Common law is still there underlying everything else. California Civil Code says that common law is the underlying rule of California law. Whenever it has not been displaced by statutes. Statutes is what representatives of you and me in our state legislatures and the federal Congress make to override common law. So, yes, we have to go by statute. Common law doesn't apply to things. It's not relevant to, because the law of murder is common law. Okay? Murder is wrong. But when the statute says, well, for manslaughter, you get 20 years of jail, it's 20 years now. Common law used to say 10 years. That's gone out the window. Because now statute says it's 20 years. Or it used to be 10 years by common law. Now it says by statute says 5 years. We the people in legislature through that can change common law, and we do. So there's nothing wrong with that. But you don't need to, this nonsense out there of patriot mythologies, baseless legal theories, is what gets people in trouble like Wesley Snipes. Eddie Kane got Wesley Snipes in trouble because Wesley Snipes followed this kind of garbage of Eddie Kane. Eddie Kane, for all this nonsense, he went to trial two different times, got convicted both times, and he challenged the judge's jurisdiction. One of these times, he didn't even go to trial. He wrote a note to the judge, "Judge, you have no jurisdiction over me. I'm not going to give you jurisdiction by walking in the bar beyond in your court." "Okay, Mr. Kane, we will not force you to come to court if you willingly and knowingly saying you don't want to go to court." "Okay, but the trial will go on." The trial went on, and the decision of the court, court judgment of jury was given to Eddie Kane, was convicted. And Eddie Kane still said, "Judge, and this court, this jury has no jurisdiction over me. I'm under common law. Sovereign. I did not grant you jurisdiction. You have no jurisdiction over me." And the judge wrote a note to Mr. Kane. "Eddie Kane, Mr. Kane, you may not recognize this court's authority or jurisdiction, but you will serve your sentence." That's jurisdiction. Gun. Hammer over the head. So this utter nonsense, sovereign, common law, patriot stuff that's out there, it's just all utter nonsense. Okay, they don't work. Okay, so don't go for that. That's all irrelevant. So now that you know that, what else I can help you with, Jack?
Well, that's not my understanding of common law. Common law, the way the country was set up is that you have common law assemblies. And the common law assemblies, and I can find numerous quotes, not only from the U.S. Code, but also from prior to 1861, where common law is the superior law.
Okay.
And if you have a common law assembly, that assembly makes the decision, and we tell them what to do. They don't tell us what to do. That's how it works.
Let me summarize that, Jay. What you heard from, obviously, before the former judge. What's your last name?
I'm sorry?
No, what's your name? Anna Von Wright is what I'm going to say. Anna Von Wright, which I've known her for many years, he puts out this thing, that, and she got it from other people. That, what you said, that we can have these common law juries or jural societies or assemblies, whatever you call them. We can form these common law juries, assemblies, okay, or societies, and we the people get to be the government and give out our edicts and rulings and judgments and all that, serve the sheriff to arrest this person, all that stuff. Let me tell you something, Jay. Back in 1994, when Clinton was in office, the communists, and the movement was growing. I spoke at one of these things in my Orange County, California. I told my patriot friends, "Guys, don't do this. You're misunderstanding of the law. You cannot have just a bunch of people get together in someone's garage or a big office space, call themselves Kamala Assembly or State Assembly or Jewel Society, whatever, and say, okay, now we're a government of our own. You can't do that. The government is based upon power. Why do you think George Washington and company had to go with guns and fight King of England? If what you said is this Anna Von Rice is telling you about these assemblies, oh, all the George Washington company had to do, get together. And just like these Anna Von Rice assemblies, send a letter to the King of England. Hey, King of England, on the common law, we form our own assembly. You have no jurisdiction over us. Kiss goodbye. Bye-bye. We got our own thing. That's what would have worked. Washington Company would have done that, but they didn't.
Well,
government is by
it.
Force. Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong by force. America's no different. Abraham Lincoln raped and pillaged the South, invaded sovereign states. There were multiple of sovereign states, sovereign assemblies of states by force and put them down. This is what it is. Now, if you want to believe in that, Jay, I wish you the very best, my friend. But I'm giving you my love.
Well,
I give you my best gift. That's nonsense.
Anna Von Wright did not do things according to the way the forefathers did. And if you go to national-assembly.net, they warn you because they follow exactly the way the forefathers did it. And there's numerous groups out there that are trying to do their own thing. And, yes, they're off the wall. But there is a method that's followed, and you follow the historical pathway. That's what we're talking about here, not Anna Van Wright. She tried to write her own constitution, okay? She went rogue. She went and wrote a bunch of stuff on her own. That's a whole
Hold on. Sorry. I apologize, my friend, okay? But with all the respect, I respect your opinion. You have a right to have your opinion. You have a right to follow Anna Van Wright. You have a right to be part of Jewel Assemblies if you want to. You have a right to ignore my stories of experience, but I also have the right not to take the time to make this a debating session, okay? I don't have the time to do that. Honestly, I just don't, okay? So I'm here to try to help people who want to be free America and free themselves. What works, I've done it for 30 years. I'm the only leader you're looking at in the freedom movement in the whole United States since 1940s and never gone to prison or stopped by the IRS. And actually does help people with that. It's really Satan. Anna Von Wright has stopped zero IRS levies. Anna Von Wright got zero wins of any kind on her website. Zero. Ask her. Anna, show me one IRS levy stop or prevented or beat the IRS. One. She has zero. So if you are relying on zero, that is your prerogative. I wish you the most success. That's like with Eddie Kane, who led himself and Wesley Staffs into prison by doing the same kind of nonsense about common law and all that stuff. That is your free agency. I respect that. But I need to go on to that question. Let's go on.
I appreciate your time. And I don't follow Anna Van Wright. And I think people need to look at the Seventh Amendment. But I thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jay. I wish you the most success and love, my friend. So hope we can remain friends and respectfully agree to disagree. Okay. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support. Do you have anybody else with any more questions, guys? Okay. Let's see. Any more details on anybody's questions I asked on there? That's it. Okay. Now, somebody asked about knowing anything about intentional tort lawsuits. Well, I know about torts. I know about lawsuits. I know about intentional. I'm not quite clear what you mean, the defendant, Decipher ER, about what you mean by intentional tort lawsuits. If that means has a obviously special meaning to you. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. I think that's all the questions that I see. You know what? Laura, thank you for your kind words. Laura says, Paymont brings everyone back to earth. You know, Laura, that's what I try to do. You know, people sometimes get these wild implications and possibilities in their head and pass it to other people. People run with it. They think it's real. It's my dream. It's my understanding. It's my intuition, my figured out. And like, sometimes those are great. But be careful. Sometimes they're not realistic. Okay? Be real. Reality, how government really works. Okay? So you gotta be careful with those. Okay, guys. Thank you for taking your precious time and giving it to me. Listen to what I had to share with you. Hope that was of help to you. I want to remind you, remember, this is the IRS. You don't need to be afraid of the Wizard of Oz. Okay? You can be free. You got all you got to do is go to livefreedom.org right there on the front page and start taking the 7 steps to live free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Do that, folks. You'll be free. You'll be prosperous. You join hands together and have America be free and prosperous country again. Okay. All right.